America, the home of the free. But there are people making plans to change America. They've no respect for her or what matters most to me. That's why I stand for the flag and I kneel at the cross. Mourn for the friends I have loved and lost. In nasty UBP, did God we trust?
Welcome to EA Truth Radio, brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com. I am your host, Dan Hennan. Today is March 7th, 2021. And our show will be about current events of the past week, specifically. I'll break down the news we all heard on the mainstream media, slice and dice it and strip out the fake news so you don't have to. I'll also bring up things that happened this past week that should have been in the news, but they weren't. Keep in mind, this is a faith-based program. As always, we'll start off with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Yeshua Almighty the Christ, we humbly come before your throne and ask that you bless the airwaves and this show. Scramble all devices of the enemy and allow this show to go forth and reach millions. Thank you for giving us our audience, Lord. Please give them the ears to hear this message. Please be with each and every one of them where they are while they tune into our shows. Bless each and every one of them. Ultimately, may thy will be done. In Jesus' living, powerful, active, and matchless name, amen. The founder and publisher of Eternal Affairs Media is Curtis R. Bazelli. He's a loyal member of Patriot Mobile and encourages you to mention his name. Patriot Mobile is the only conservative mobile phone carrier that will meet all your calling, texting, and data needs. You can get up to $600 off your bill annually when you refer friends to Patriot Mobile. Join us and fight for your conservative values with each call you make on their nationwide cell phone network. Remember to mention Curtis R. Bazelli when you sign up for service. Good show here this week. Lots to talk about. Lots of strangeness as well. One thing that was popular this week was made the news is Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced that he's going to remove the mask mandate. This took place on March 2nd, and all we heard was the backlash of what a poor decision that is, and putting lives at risk by taking the mask off. Well, he also drew a lot of applause and kudos for being the first one to stand up and say, you know what, this is a little overboard. And what do we get? 16 more states agree with him and follow mandate. So now I've got 17 states that have said we are no longer, you can certainly wear the mask if you want, but there's no mask mandate. So they're relaxing some of the rules. Speaking of distraction this week, the sexist folks came out in droves for Mr. Potato Head. It's assuming it's a man, Mr. Potato Head. Maybe they should have a, you know, gender-friendly character. Keep in mind, this is a toy. Dr. Seuss made the news the next day saying that those should be pulled from the shelves. How awful. And then the only thing we can hope for is they don't make a big stink out of Mr. Coffee. That might be the next thing. These things hit the news. They make it fun to tweet and to follow. And social media has fun with them. But keep in mind that these are all distractions. These things enter the news. They're intended to keep people occupied for a 2 to 3 day period talking about them. Usually it's very successful. It usually means there's other things going on behind the scenes that we're not talking about. So be on the alert when you see things like that as distractions. There's got to be something else that they don't want you to hear. So they spend the time speaking about this mumbo jumbo. Now, the important thing this week, U.S. Supreme Court, they denied the cases by Sidney Powell that she brought for the states of Arizona and Michigan. So, the election fraud, she brings these cases. U.S. Supreme Court now says that they're going to deny them. Well, not really a surprise. As we know, the Department of Justice, and including the Supreme Court, are corrupt. And it's going to be, I think, that much easier to handle once they've exhausted all their resources, showing that we've done everything we could to bring these cases. Lynn Wood, Sidney Powell, Donald Trump. But I think they've got to, part of the plan is to exhaust all resources that you can. And thus, the only way out to get it resolved is bringing in the military to have these military tribunals. And I think that's when the truth will come out in a lot of these cases. Representative Mike Quigley made the news in response to a Tucker Carlson segment on CNN the other day. Tucker Carlson mentioned something about 17, the letter 17, or should I say rather the 17th letter in the alphabet, talked about this group being a cult and people inciting the riot at the Capitol on January 6th. And all we're hearing about is this malicious group of these followers. Well, Tucker Carlson basically said, all I ever hear from them is that they're a gentle people. They're never wild and outlandish or anything else. Well, Tucker Carlson is right on the money. What Q does is promotes peaceful results to things. Researching, looking things up, coming to your own conclusion, coming to your own results on items. But it shows us, he shows us how to research, how to look things up, and how to find the truth in some of these things going on behind the scenes. Certainly nothing to do with violence. That's more of a kind of think of a 3%ers crowd, call to arms, Second Amendment. That's not what the QAnon folks are. Everything is peaceful, peaceful protests, peaceful marches, things like that. So they had to have this event on January 6th. They had to bring in infiltrators, Antifa infiltrators and agitators, and make it all get violent so they can come back and then and blame it on this peace-loving crowd. And the people are falling for it. This public still believes it. It's those Trump supporters that were violent, violent at the insurrection. Well, there was violence at the insurrection, but they were not Trump followers or followers of 17. So keep in mind, these things have infiltrators and agitators and agent provocateurs that do this on purpose. And then later they're able to say what an outlandish crowd we had. Mitt Romney took a fall. On March 1st, it was announced that he fell down, was unconscious. He got some stitches in his lip, inside of his lip, and on his eyebrow, and had a black eye. It said it's because he fell down. Well, it looks like someone got a hold of Mr. Mitt Romney and took a beating to him. Can't imagine any other situation where he'd have stitches inside his lip and on his eyebrow if he didn't get punched in the face. But he said he fell over. Remember, this is the same guy who went by the name of Pierre Delecto on social media. Pierre Delecto was his online username. This guy's a piece of work. John Legend in the news again. His wife, Chrissy Teigen, filmed him eating a sandwich on a video. Chrissy Teigen, she filmed it. He was rating a new sandwich or whatever it was. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. But at some point in the video, she cuts over to the TV. And what shows on TV is a screenshot talking about child abuse. And then she cuts quickly back and goes back to John Legend eating a sandwich. People took to that as some other kind of comms, communications. What for, I don't know. But she certainly panned over to the TV, left it for there for a split second, talking about a show of child abuse, and then cut back. Very odd. I still don't know what the reason was that she even filmed what was on TV. So more than likely comms, but that was took place. That was March 1st that came on. Governor Cuomo taking lots of heat in New York, state of New York. Now state officials are calling for Cuomo to resign over his inappropriate comments. Never mind that he's killing seniors by putting them in nursing homes with folks suffering from the disease, the pandemic. Remember, as they got ill, as they got sick, he was ordering them to be moved into nursing homes. And that's really where it spreads. And then when people died and whatnot, those numbers were deflated. So it didn't look too bad. Once a whistleblower came out last week saying the numbers are much, much higher than those who was reported of those who died and those who got ill. Cuomo is in some deep problems there in New York City. But, of course, the headlines are that he should step down because of his inappropriate comments that he made. Well, he should be stepping down for far greater things. He is a deep state black hat, about as corrupt as they come. Remember back when Donald Trump requested 10,000 National Guard troops in D.C.? Nancy Pelosi rejected it. Remember the march, getting ready for the march in D.C., the march for the president, march for Trump, peaceful march on January 6th. Well, he wanted 10,000 National Guard troops. Pelosi rejected it. There was speculation there was no truth behind that. There was speculation that Trump never ordered such thing, much less Pelosi rejecting it. Well, March 1st this week, a reporter asked Donald Trump directly, did that take place? Did you put a request in for the National Guard troops for 10,000? And he says, yes, I did. And it was Pelosi that rejected it. So once more, we're not going to hear the mainstream news talk about this story, but now we get a little more of the truth coming out. He was the one asking for support. He was the one asking for help because of all the people. And he's now makes him look like he was still the instigator in all this. Well, this week, found in a dumpster outside Maricopa County in Arizona, found shredded ballots, election ballots. Remember, there's supposed to be an audit coming up soon in Maricopa County. Garbage bags were found in a dumpster. And when you look at the contents, there's shredded ballots that were shredded and pitched. Very interesting. I don't think this is going to make the evening news in the mainstream media either, but it should, rightly so, it should be the lead story. This is the fraud is just unbearable with this whole election. And yes, there is proof, video proof, audio proof, signed sworn affidavits by witnesses, hundreds of witnesses. So we already know it did take place. We still get this story that nothing happened and all this is allegations. In Minnesota this week, starting tomorrow, Monday, the Derek Chauvin trial begins. This will be interesting. This is the police officer in Minneapolis that put down his knee on George Floyd. George Floyd later dies. They think it's his problem for killing him. Probably was the case. I don't know the specifics, but what they've used this is the launching pad for all the protests that took place last year, with the Democratic-run cities, the protests in Seattle, Portland, Minnesota, all the fires that took place, the vandalism, the riots, that all started with the George Floyd case in Minnesota. Well, that trial is going to begin now on Monday. That'll be an interesting thing to follow. HBO is going to have a special on QAnon called QAnon Into the Storm, a six-part miniseries to find out who is the author of the Q posts. This should be, I'm sure, pretty quite laughable. HBO is putting it on. They're making it look like they're going to investigate and find out what the deal, who's doing this and how this has all been done. But I'm sure it'll be laughable. You may want to watch it, though. You may want to tune in. Once again, it's a six-part miniseries that starts, I believe, this week. I'm not interested in watching it myself, but you certainly can. Scott Baio, good guy to follow on Twitter, has some good posts, much like James Woods. Puts a lot of stuff out there, favorable, like Lynn Wood, Sidney Powell, Donald Trump. George Papadopoulos, runs and follows these guys. He had a big feud this week on Twitter with Patton Oswalt. Patton Oswalt, remember now, bad guy, still questionable how his first wife died. Scott Baio, good guy. He was getting the treatment from all the sheeple out there. Dumbed down sheep in public. We're on Scott Baio's case because he's a conspiracy theorist. Well, I follow Scott Baio. He puts out actually some pretty good quotes, pretty good tweets. He's actually very much awake and gets it. Patton Oswalt, not so much. I'd stay clear of that guy. Pedophile. March 4th, the date came and gone. Remember those following the Trump supporters? They put this date out there that Donald Trump will be inaugurated on March 4th, and Biden will be kicked to the side, and the truth will come out about the election, and Donald Trump will be sworn in as the 19th president on March 4th. Well, that came and gone. The mainstream news talked about that by saying, yes, we gotcha. You guys fell, you stupid idiots, fell for this nonsense. Well, I don't remember a lot of that nonsense. I think that Donald Trump is still the president. Remember, he never conceded, never stepped down. He's working out of Florida, Mar-a-Lago, which happens to be an old White House from the South that they converted into a hotel. That was a backup White House location with security features, basement, and everything else. So I don't know the story. All I know is that Biden does not appear to be acting in any capacity as a president at all. So keep that in mind. Lynn Wood made some news this week on Telegram by releasing a 191-page document, a PDF file that came from a whistleblower that is exposing many things that have been talked about in the past, but were mainly allegations. Basically, this whistleblower saying, yes, it is true. In fact, all of it's true, and I'm going to come forward and say it. Lynn Wood decides to drop this on a Dropbox account, publish it to the web, and have people read it for themselves. Now, I'm only about 15 pages into this, and it is a shocking piece of information. I would recommend all to read it, even if you just skim through it. It does conclude that John Roberts, the Supreme Court Justice, the Chief Justice, is gay, is a homosexual. Former Vice President Pence is a pedophile and a murderer. Well, we've heard this before from Field McConnell and Timothy Olmstead on a podcast that took place about 8 months ago. I think that revelation, that news information came out. These people are corrupt at the highest levels. And the things that they've done are quite alarming. This whistleblower came forth and mentions a lot of this in his testimony. Mike Pence was penciled in as a potential running mate to go be president. They needed to get Donald Trump out of there. He was in on that group. They talked about this Chief Supreme Court Scalia, confirming that also was a murder to get him out so the Dems could replace him with someone else. That didn't work. But Scalia is dead. Rod Rosenstein is mentioned. Adam Schiff is mentioned. These guys, the corruption on these 191 pages is over the top. So that is what's been happening here this past week. Lots to follow, lots to look at, and lots to keep up to speed with. Remember, this is March, March Madness. Q has mentioned it several times, hashtag March Madness. Look for something wild to come up here this week. I've watched a video with, General McInerney, General McInerney's interview was very good. I listened to that on a BitChute broadcast. And he says, too, that things are going to happen. Things are coming down the pike. And it may take several weeks, but we're getting close. Looks like things will happen here in March. We're only on the 7th today. Hopefully lots will be coming, but stay tuned. Hold the line and have the faith in the process. So far, it doesn't appear. appear that anything good is happening, but I think we're going to get some news here in the next couple of weeks that the mainstream media is going to have a hard time not talking about or not pressing on or not, you know, they're very good at hiding and pushing these stories or making them sound that they're not legit in order to discredit. Look for that to try to take place again there. But for the most part, they're not going to be able to do that with some of the truths that will be coming out here. And it is quite ugly, ugly truths. That's all I've got for today's show. Remember to check out all of our articles and content at eternalaffairsmedia.com. And if you feel so led to do so, please click on the links in the description to support us financially. We are an entirely independent media operation and end times ministry. We rely on your support to continue providing you excellent content. Go to eternalaffairsmedia.com, bookmark the site, as well as sign up for the email newsletter in case they ever take our social media pages down. Once again, a big shout out to our patrons, those making donations to the group here. It helps us out immensely. Once again, my name is Dan Hennen. Today is March 7th. Thanks for listening.
Rescue her, you know it's up to me and you to see the truth behind their eyes. Don't change America. God bless America and the red, white, and blue.